This is Pastor Jim Kibler. Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I downloaded the Charisma Media Audio app to listen in the Spirit. Download the Charisma Media Audio app today and sign up for your 10-free day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about an exciting new archaeological discovery near Jerusalem. Archaeologists say they found an ancient structure that resembles the first temple. Find out why this is so important and how it impacts how we understand scripture right after this break. Have you ever wondered about the mysteries of your heritage or wanted to know more about where you've come from? Kurt Landry takes you on a spiritual journey through our Christian heritage through his book, Reclaiming Our Forgotten Heritage. Enact your inheritance in Christ today by connecting to your Jewish roots. Don't wait for faith transformation. Seek to understand God's design for your purpose today. To learn more, go to clmmin.com/book. Again, the website is clmmin.com/book. Archaeologists discovered an ancient building that looks like Solomon's temple as described in the Bible. The site was found near Jerusalem, and it raises many questions. The archaeologists who found the site were from Tel Aviv University. The Iron Age temple supposedly dates back to the late 10th century or early 9th century BC. In many details, it's similar to the shrine built by King Solomon, reports World Israel News. Researchers say the site appears to have contained an important economic and administrative center. It has dozens of silos and two large grain storage depots. It also includes human-shaped figurines, horse figurines, a cult stand decorated with a pair of lions or sphinxes, a stone altar, a stone offering table, and a pit filled with ash and animal bones. Those studying the excavation hope that the test results will help pin down the dates of the different layers and find out how to reconstruct the nature of the activities that happened in the courtyard. This site can first of all help people understand the first temple period. And secondly, archaeologists say, it can help us compare archaeological findings with the Bible. There are still many more questions researchers have, but they're excited to seek the answers. You can read more about this at charismanews.com. Tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.